prettier. Younger, it is obvious to see a door is opening up, but not to me. Not to me. Not to me. Edith, what's this?
This? Oh, just one of the letters that I am helping Anna to write to her beau. You must have noticed that we've been occupied of late.
No, I haven't. Yes, I have. May I see it?
Oh, of course.
Beloved?
The poor child practically begged me to help her with the letter.
Beloved, the letters, your letters.
Mostly I help her with her grammar and spelling, and I throw in a few ideas.
I remember sunlit mornings long before I fell asleep, and I'm waiting in a garden for the letters that I swore I'd always keep. But they're gone.
I've even helped her with an opening salutation.
Nothing stays.
Something quite romantic.
All that's left is the phrase.
Every morning I run just to greet you.
Strange how a memory that was short grows longer with every bottle of port.
Then who knows, maybe someday, if I continue to help, there will be a wedding.
I remember our country wedding, witnessed by my sister and some cows, while your father, the minister, administered the vows.
Of course, that could be years away.
It's been years since I thought of that day, or the one when you turned to say,
Arthur, a baby is on its way.
And the nursery is waiting, and the rocking horse is carved, and the cradle's by the window that looks out into the garden as it thrives. But how swiftly joy was done. Have a drink and bury your son. The doctor says there is no reason why you couldn't have another child if you want to.
I just need some time, Arthur. Just a little time.
Years go by, nothing stays. All that's left is the phrase. Every morning I run just to greet you. Oh, Edith, what are you doing?